Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Great young man, off to a good start. It is important we take it one game at a time. But just to celebrate that moment for a second here, you know, he's earned it. He's worked extremely hard, really fought through some big-time adversity early on in his career and his journey this season. And, you know, I applaud him for his effort, his work with our training staff and our strength and conditioning staff and beyond. So it was really great to see him experience a moment like that. And, you know, it's a confidence builder and something he can build on as we move forward.
Head coach Sean McDermott on the Extra Point Show yesterday with Sal Capaccio, talking about Maxwell Harrison and the first career interception, the game that he had against Kansas City there. All of a sudden,
he called a shot last week.
He did. And I mean, if you're going to be an NFL cornerback, you need to have an ego.
Just like a wide receiver. They're always going to have a little bite to you.
I mean, I feel like you've got to have an ego when my favorite is like there's an overthrow on a play where you're clearly beat and then you just like put the seatbelt on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite. When DBs celebrate an overthrow or a bad pass when they were clearly cooked on a route.
Sorry, I didn't know what you meant by put the seatbelt on. I thought you meant like, are you talking about putting the sword away in the sheath?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's like the sword.
It's the clamps.
I do that with my golf clubs. After I hit a good shot, I twirl it up and I go and throw it in the holster.
Like I think it's the clamps. I don't know. Like, you know. But anyway, my point being, celebrating a bad throw being the reason it's an incompletion. Yeah, you got to have an ego,
right,
in order to celebrate that shamelessly. So, Bills and Dolphins. I'm very interested on something about that. And it's more or less Miami. However, I'm here to do almost all of your pregame tomorrow, so I'm not going to talk too much about Bills-Dolphins until tomorrow.
You know what almost all means? It means you get me for the first hour.
Yes, Joe is in for the first hour, as a matter of fact, at 7 a.m.
So we are here all of it.
We are here all day.
We're the collective all of your pregame.
We are your Buffalo Bills pregame tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just hope you know.
Yes. But I was talking to you on the drive-in, just spiraling.
Yes.
Not spiraling, spitballing.
Spiraling.
Spiraling's about the hockey team. We already got past that. But the trade deadline. It came and went. The Bills, unable to do anything.
sounded like things were kind of working up towards the end, and then the deadline passed and just nothing could get passed, right?
Yep.
There was there were multiple theories and reports, Deebo Samuel being one of them, which I'm in the camp of, I'd rather not have done anything than get Deebo Samuel on this.
Well, I've got great news for you.
They did that. And I don't know. Everyone's still kind of talking about what they could have done. And I was frustrated. We were on a little live thing on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. In the moment, in the day after that, I was a little like, they were probably right there on something. Like, it's just, I wish they were able to get it done, get a wide receiver, or get a defensive lineman, anything, to replace Michael Hoyt as well in Ed Oliver. But I think now the conversation has to kind of turn to, and Owen Parker and I were talking about this the other day, what do you feel about this roster? And what do you think on the roster currently will be that quote-unquote trade or that quote-unquote change, right? Gabe Davis, as many people, right? Like, that's what they're saying. Like, oh, we're going to add Gabe Davis to the roster. Josh Palmer coming back from injury. That'll be another addition, technically. Ed Oliver eventually, right? Like, for maybe the playoffs. He talked about it. Like, just kind of, he wants to get back. Michael Hoyt already had his Achilles surgery. And now, with the new surgery they do, like, 6 to 12-month recovery time. So he could be back for next season, which is a good look, right?
Right.
Early next season at the latest. So, like, on this roster, though, they've played down before, and I think they have more depth this year to really play off of than years past. Last week against the Chiefs, what did we see? An offensive adjustment. Yes, James Cook still ran the crap out of the football, right? I think I watched him obtain this ankle injury during the game, and he played through it because he was out for a series there for a little bit. But they had an offensive adjustment. Elijah Moore was utilized down the field, Derek. They threw to Elijah Moore downfield. Look how that worked out for him, right? Dalton Kincaid, the tight ends. Jackson Hawes got a couple big ones. Dawson Knox got a big one. Like, I think you need to kind of look at that and be like, okay, especially against the Miami secondary like this one, and this is a little bit of pregame, but more so just for any team you're playing, you can't just dink and dunk. And that's what they were doing successfully, albeit. I'll say that. 30 points in the Panthers game. You won by 31, and you barely threw down the field, and that's where the outrage came from. And the calls for the trade deadline to be active came from. But once you get Josh Palmer back, if you're throwing down to Kincaid, if you're throwing down to Elijah Moore, I think you're in good shape. I really do. The one concern I have, more like question of what are you doing, what is happening here, is Keon Coleman. What do they do with him? He's not a boundary receiver. He's got one more chance realistically, Derek.
How often are the boundary receivers making plays, though?
Well, not in the beginning of the season, they weren't often. I'm just saying, I feel like this is Keon's last like big break. I'm going to be honest with you. Because when Palmer comes back, if he's able to slide into that position where Keon is and be effective, that's not a positional scheme issue. That is a you issue.
It's a player fitting with the roster
and
issue.
And that's where I think It's a big week for Keon. I do think so.
I agree and disagree at the same time because Miami's not a good defense to gauge this on. If he doesn't do anything, it might be because the game script demands it. If they get out to an early lead, are you going to expect them to feed Coleman a bunch of catches?
If they're throwing downfield and he's not targeted, Derek, he's been lined up.
Joe, they might not need to throw at all.
They might. I do think Miami's still...
This might be the Carolina game again.
It could be, but I do think you're going to see a little more throwing just because James Cook's injured, right? And you can throw against this Miami defense. I do think, though, if Coleman does... Look at how they line up against him. I was watching this just on a YouTube breakdown. The defenses line up. They leave Coleman with a single man, right? They do not think he's a threat whatsoever. He doesn't get separation. He can't break past. Josh, it seems like, doesn't trust him. They don't look his way very often at this point. Like, it doesn't seem like he's fitting in with this roster currently. And I'm looking at it as, okay, like, if they trade, maybe they trade for a wide receiver in the offseason, right? If they were close at the deadline, maybe they do that no matter what in the offseason. But if they do, is Coleman a part of that going the other way? I think he could be.
It could be. And I think it's also, I don't know how much of it's going to necessarily be on the player that you drafted a square peg and tried to shove him in the round hole.
Right, and that's a big thing from the Steve Smith Sr. stuff that I took away. You're asking him to do something that he wasn't. And I've been big on the point of Coleman with the gauntlet drill. That was his calling card in the combine, right?
And you're just asking him to do fade routes. And it's,
yeah. Put him in the middle, right? Put him in the middle of the field. That's where he gets a separation across the middle of the field. Right. If he can fit in and do something like that, but you already have Khalil Shakir. You already have Dalton Kincaid. You already have Dawson Knox. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people that do that.
It's a redundancy thing, and I think the Bills do this a lot where they grab a bunch of players that can do the same thing.
That's what Deebo Samuel would have been.
Right.
Like, he would have been. He would have been a redundancy on this team.
And I think that's where Jackson Hawes has this, like, screaming, I'm different thing to him. Like, how good he is at blocking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can Kincaid get the job done? Probably. But now they won't put him on the field for running plays because of that. Because 85 is so dynamic at this one thing.
Right.
Kincaid's on the other side, the opposite part of the spectrum. He's on the field 35% of the time. He comes away with 6 catches and 101 yards.
Yeah, he just makes the most of his time on the field.
He makes the most of his time on the field. But also, this is a scheming thing where Joe Brady, I am worried about how viable it will be in the postseason if you're going to have certain packages in to a point of predictability and see if teams are going to be able to see it and take more chances aggressively in the postseason. But it is where the tight ends are kind of opposite in the way that the wide receivers are. You have a lot of guys that have redundancy to them, and then there's Keon Coleman, mm-hmm. whose best skill is also done by different players.
Yeah, and different skill set of players.
And they're trying to make him do something that he's not.
Well, because they don't have any other option.
And again, it's the redundancy factor. And yet the tight ends are the complete opposite. They have a guy who's elite at receiving. They've got a guy who's elite at blocking. And then they've got a guy who could do both. That's kind of what your wide receiver core should be, too.
Mm, yeah. Well, does Gabe Davis take Coleman's spot on the roster, Derek?
If Gabe Davis,
I could see Coleman getting a healthy scratch. If Palmer and Gabe Davis make their way up, Coleman could get healthy scratched. I genuinely see that in the future.
And that's
a problem.
And if that happens and Cole Bishop's the only viable pick from that draft, it's an abhorrent draft class.
It is. It's abhorrent.
And thank goodness that Bishop has rounded into form. where we're looking at that, and maybe that was a Taylor Rapp problem.
That, I very much think it was a Taylor Rapp problem. But Bishop also has to consistently do that. Last week was the first, like, wow I got from him. Like, he's had flashes of it. Last week was the first full game where it was a wow. Every quarter he was doing something.
I was also impressed with him in the New Orleans game. Like, sure. The interception was a big play, but he was also kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
So he's had a couple of these games this year. He was also their best defender in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
So he's stringing them along now is what I'm getting at.
He's
going
to get more consistent, and he's got to. He's got to do it. That's kind of where I'm at. If he does this again for the next two games, okay, I'm here. He's arrived. I'm more than okay with that. But if Coleman, whose best game was week one in a fire drill situation, trying to come back 15 points in the final 10 minutes of the game, like, that's not great.
Kind of garbage time until it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like, that's not a good look. And I think there's a 100% a possibility that he ends up healthy scratched.
I don't know about that. They do value how well receivers do block in this system.
Gabe Davis blocks really well. He can do that job too.
I suppose so.
Gabe Davis was a blocking wide receiver in the last season he was here.
Keon also does field punts. They might use him there then too. I don't know. I mean, I'm spitballing.
He did it once and he got trucked. Like, I'm that was like that was that. I just don't know. I think they drafted a redundant player in the early second round when you could have drafted a Ladd McConkey.
McConkey would have been redundancy too, though. I'm not going to go ahead and let you get away with that one either.
No,
he's a slot primary receiver, and the Bills knew that. Whereas they thought that they'd take a slot primary receiver and make him something else.
And I get it. I get what you're saying, but I'm not saying McConkey would. I think he's just fit into the Chargers better. Not saying he necessarily would have fit here.
He
but
is a slot receiver, though. That's who he is. That's what he was scouted as.
And I know Worthy's been mid, but throwing him downfield in that straight line with Allen, that could have been already making a bigger impact on this team than Coleman has. I'm sorry.
Okay, you want a Joe Brady-led offense that does like to run the football to have a 5'9" wide receiver on the X position?
Well, I'm listen.
Thank you. Next.
Listen, I'm just saying, you saying that McConkey was a redundancy, so was Coleman. He's just a bigger redundancy.
But they looked at him and said, "There's a frame here. Maybe we can put him on the outside." And his skill set has not evolved to that.
If you look at him on draft day, though. Anything in the combine doesn't tell you boundary receiver.
Again.
Aside from he can jump high. Like that was the only thing for 50-50 catches.
And again, I'm more or less looking at it as I'm not going to let you get away with saying other receivers that are probably also redundancy. I'm not loving that they're trying to turn Coleman into something he's not, and it's clearly showing struggles, but we can't go ahead and say these other players without pointing out the flaws of to why they weren't drafted either.
No, I understand that. And Xavier Legette would have been the same situation. Maybe he was. Maybe he would be a little better. I don't know. Carolina was a dumpster fire when he got drafted there. So
well,
we don't
speaking
really
of dumpster fires, we'll talk about the Sabres again at the start of the hour. Brian Cozy will
can't
be joining us
that.
At the top of the hour. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you on a Sports Talk Saturday here on, I'd call it a decent weekend here. Weather-wise.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow, Derek. It's not a decent weekend, and it's going
to
snow
a soon-to-not-be-decent weekend on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.